AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Amy and TJ both here, and I'm excited about today's podcast. How about you, TJ?
I'll get back to you here shortly about it. Don't know how this is going to go.
TBD. And the reason why he said that is because we actually talked about this topic together and both agreed upon it before we sat down. It started, and correct me if I'm wrong here, TJ, when we were on text with each other and we were exploring our feelings, and you suggested, because yes, we know each other, yes, we'd known each other for a long time, but it doesn't mean we knew everything about each other. And you said to me one night, ask me anything and I'll answer it. I'll be honest, and nothing's off the table. And it's funny, even as somebody who interviewed people for a living, I was intimidated. I didn't know what to ask, what not to ask, and so I just kind of went for it. And you were extremely honest, and it was a nice way to further our relationship, to deepen our relationship. Would you agree?
I didn't realize it at the time because I thought you'd take advantage of something like that, because I meant it every time I said it, and I had to egg you on and push you to ask me a question. But yeah, you're, of all people, nothing I'm hiding from you, so I don't need to hold my tongue or be careful. So it's a relief to be asked anything by you.
We're going to take turns, and I will put myself in the hot seat. But this episode, I actually realized as I sat down, I got a ton of questions I don't know the answer to. And we agreed that we wouldn't obviously let each other know what the other is going to ask. So I don't even know where you're going to go with your questions or what themes you're going to have or any of that. And the same goes for you. And you ready to get started?
Yeah.
All right, let's jump in. Let's dive in head first. How would you describe your life to someone who didn't know you?
A life worth living that has the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. But not one I would ever take back. It was full of opportunity and love and family. And I took those lessons with me and led to great success. But then some of my greatest failures, those are the lessons I had to learn on my own and not things I got from the family and love coming up. So I have lived a wonderful life that I wish everybody had. All the highs, and actually I wish some of the lows, because they were some of the biggest lessons.
What do you need that you don't currently have?
Probably a scheduled colonoscopy. my sister got onto me this 2 days ago, sent a text, said, asked if I had one. I said no, and she said, well, you're getting older, you need to get one. So that's the only thing I can think of.
I like what Tish asked you to do. Mm. That's good advice. What from your childhood would you say shaped you the most?
The most is a tough one. Maybe my experience, my time in Terrell, Arkansas, a country little town about 20 miles outside of where I grew up. That's where my granddad was. And I was very close to him and coming up, and I spent so much time in that back and forth and that family element in Terrell, Arkansas, that I think so much of what I saw and experienced there shaped. I mean, I think about uncles and aunts and cousins and things that I do that I got from them that I don't even realize. So I would say just having my granddad, that guy in such close proximity to me, a guy who only had a third grade education but got seventh kids through college and who was a great entrepreneur and a businessman and did well for himself. And he was just, that experience is huge for me in my childhood.
You have a quote from him on your arm, one of your tattoos.
That's a long story. the tattoo only says, make them all happy. And that's a reminder. I lost my granddad in 2016, but he was maybe the closest person to that point that I had lost. But a childhood memory of mine, sitting at a window, I was probably 6-7 years old, and just sitting at his feet around the holidays, and he's just, you know, he's holding court and just talking trash like he always does. And he said to me, why would you ever get married and try to make one woman happy when you can stay single and make them all happy? Now, that's my granddad.
And how old were you?
I was 6 or 7.
Oh, my gosh.
He was just messing around, being silly and joking. But it was, to this day, a memory from birth to 18 years old, I don't have more vividly than that one. And it was just a very special and cool and funny moment with my granddad. And I got the tattoo after I lost him and to honor him.
Aw. What is your first memory?
Falling down the steps in kindergarten at a circus field trip, and a big dude in cowboy boots having to stand at the railing as I was going down the step to keep me from falling over down maybe a few stories to the level below. That is my first childhood memory.
Falling.
Falling down some steps and being saved by a white guy in cowboy boots. No wonder I'm messed up.
Oh, my goodness. It's funny because they say your first memory is usually a traumatic one, and that's why you remember it.
First one I remember.
Wow. Okay. Were you born with swagger?
Yeah, get my mom in there and ask her that.
My guess is yes.
I was born, my due date was August 16th, 1977. That will sound familiar to some folks because that ends up being the day that Elvis Presley died, August 16th, 1977. So I always know the anniversary of his death. It was 40, it'll be 47 years this year because I'll be 47. But I ended up being born on August 19th. So I always joke, I just wanted Elvis to have his moment. I didn't want to come into the world and try to take some of the spotlight away. So I guess I had swagger from birth, if you want to put that story together.
Maybe you're Elvis reincarnated.
Whoa.
Ever think about that?
I have not.
He went upstairs to meet the big guy and then came back down. You never know. I think it's possible. What is something that you would like to change about yourself?
My sleeping habits. That's just a health habit. I would like to change. I'm getting better about it, but I have a difficult time forgiving and giving people a second chance who aren't already in my circle, my world. Like, I meet new people or whatever, somebody I'm not that close to, I don't, they screw me once and I don't necessarily let that person back in. But I want to do better about being more forgiving.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
What is something you'd like to change about me?
Don't want to change anything about you, baby. You're perfect.
I think you said that a little too quickly.
That is my answer.
I won't follow up. What do you miss most about your life before the tabloids released those pictures of us?
Anonymity. There was an ease, I should say. I think a complacency, which you can argue that that's all that we all want. We all say we want adventure. We want something new. But truly, we'd like to be comfortable and not stress the hell out all the time. But I think there was an ease and a comfort, just generally speaking, to life and the direction it was going that I think I let sometimes creep back into my head. But I would never go back to that.
Well, I was just going to ask the next question. Would you go back to your old job if you could?
That is all. There's a lot of ifs in there. And does that include working with you? Does that include working with some of the same folks that are still there? That would involve a lot. But generally speaking, I can't see a path to doing that.
Okay.
Now, I shouldn't say a path. Obviously, nobody's over there is thinking about us coming back. But I couldn't set up a scenario that actually makes sense.
Okay. What is the biggest misconception people have about you?
That I'm outgoing. That I am the life of the party and an extrovert.
Okay. I would agree with that. What is the hardest decision you've ever had to make?
Don't know. There have been a lot of difficult decisions that shaped life and would have changed the course of my life altogether. I had to make a decision to where I was even going to go to college. I had to make a decision to take that job or not that job. I had to make a decision to get married. I had to make a decision to get divorced. Made those decisions twice, actually. Right? All those things came. I think one of the biggest turning points in my life that I always wonder about is I had an opportunity to go back to Little Rock, to my home state, at least Arkansas, and be a main anchor at a station there. And at the same time, I had an offer to go to CNN to be an anchor. And I actually, that was a 50-50 shot. And a lot of people thought I was crazy. One of my best friends at the time ended up having to talk me out of Arkansas, saying, look, they'll always be there. CNN doesn't always come calling, is what he told me. But I was at that point in my life to where I was 28. I was 28 at the time. 28 years old, willing to go back to Little Rock and be the big fish in a small pond and live out a quieter existence. I was willing to do that, and I almost did it. So that was a very hard decision that I think back to, and wow, that really, really changed, would have changed the direction of my life in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it certainly would have. What would you say is your biggest turnoff? I'm talking about when you are dating someone.
Smoking. I can't deal with...
Oh, I did know the answer to that.
Yeah, this non-starter.
I was trying to ask questions I didn't know the answer to, but I actually knew the answer to that.
Yeah.
Just forgot. All right, what's your biggest turn on?
If a woman can't put on... That sounds weird to be sitting here with my girlfriend talking about if I'm dating.
I asked the question, it's fair.
If she can't put on jeans and a white t-shirt and belly up to the bar, have a draft beer and watch a football game on a Saturday, we're not going to work out.
But if she does.
It's a good start.
All right. That's a point in my corner. What do you look for in a partner? Like, what are the qualities that matter to you the most?
You have to, there has to be a, at this point, we all say we want to be happy and seeking happiness, but I find it to be peace. And anybody that disrupts my peace is a problem for me these days. So what I look for somebody who is self-aware, self-confident, certainly not clingy. I guess independent is one way to say that. And But you just can't disrupt my peace. I need someone who is comfortable with who she is, because I don't need to have to deal with you and your issues. I learned that later on in life, but so many relationships, partners I've had, the problem is I'm not healthy enough to help anybody else. So I need somebody who is in her own good place, so it doesn't disrupt the work I've done and the peace I have finally been able to get.
This sounds like an interview question, but I'm actually curious what the answer is. What would you tell 22-year-old TJ just getting out of college?
Have a good time, homie. Have a good time. I absolutely would. Go get them. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. All I can say is, look out, be careful, do the best you can. Try not to hurt yourself or hurt anybody else. But other than that, I can't I would not be sitting here with you, the love of my life, if that 22-year-old TJ took my advice and did anything different.
Yeah.
You got to go on that path and go on that journey, and you don't know where you're going to end up.
So I won't ask the questions, do you have any regrets? Because the answer would be no.
The only one is I kind of regret that I didn't continue playing football out of junior high school. Mm. It sounds crazy, but I stuck with basketball. I was always a pretty good basketball player, and I had some smaller college opportunities out of high school. But as good as I was in basketball, I was a better football player. And if I actually broke my ankle, and I said to hell with this after I broke my ankle, but if I had continued with football, I kind of wonder. I wouldn't call it a regret, but that's the one thing.
Do you think we would have been friends in high school?
Mm-hmm. Well, I should qualify that by saying, where were we attending high school? some neighborhoods, some blocks, some cities. Maybe we would have never been rolling with the same crowd. But generally, I think what your question is, yes, we would have cut up and clowned and gotten in a lot of trouble. Personality-wise, and you and I, we would have been fine.
I think we would have been the kids who were separated in class for talking too much.
You always say that. Yeah.
But I thought you were going to take the opportunity to point out that you were in middle school when I was in high school, but...
No, you said, would we have been good in high school together?
I just thought you might take the opportunity.
No, that's no, all. It's fine. And it was college. You were in college when I was in junior high school. No, we did some numbers.
Yeah, because junior high school to you was ninth grade. And that,
Seven through nine.
Yeah, see, that was different for me. Middle school was 6 to 8. So in my world, you were in high school when I was in college.
When you were a freshman in college. Was what year?
1991.
You know what I was doing? I was in junior high, West Junior High in West Memphis, Arkansas. Yeah. Yes, home of the Blue Imps. That's where I was when you were a freshman in college. So, wow, yeah, I guess I did have swagger, right, Andy?
All right, I would tease some of the questions I'm going to ask you, but I don't want you to prep for them. That's so fine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
No problem.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Welcome back, everyone. TJ remaining on the hot seat, and I'm going to just dig right in. So what do you worry about most, TJ?
Sabine being okay. My health and business and professional success.
What is something you could say right now that would surprise me?
I could say that surprises you. You would be surprised to know that as soon as we get done with our work today and this podcast, that I need to take up an issue with you from an email that I sent you earlier.
Great. That just is, just sounds so much fun. Like maybe I'm going to extend this even further.
My response is, you asked.
Can't wait for that. All right. Who would you like to interview most on this podcast?
Diane Warren, Jimmy Allen, Matt and Rachel. I'll leave it at that. You said who is one, but those are three that popped into, or three or four that popped into my mind immediately.
All right.
And I say Matt and Rachel, maybe some do know, but Matt James, we will have him on with Rachel. I'm actually looking forward to it, to having that conversation with him.
Yeah, they're good people, and I think we've had some shared experiences. What is your most embarrassing moment?
Most, there have been a lot of embarrassing moments.
Pick one.
But all right, I'll pick the one in which I was new to KNTV out in the Bay Area, the NBC station out there. I was fairly new. I was filling in for the main anchor on the late news, and they did not update the prompter at the top of the show. His name was still in the prompter, and I introduced myself by calling myself his name.
I have heard that story before,
yes.
But it's always good to repeat. I forgot you were going to go there, but yes.
I didn't know I was, but that's the most embarrassing thing that's come to mind.
Is there a video of that anywhere?
I don't know. It was tapes and whatnot back then, so it's probably long gone. But
beta tapes or something.
So it's,
man, that would have been fun to watch. All right. I don't know the answer to this. Do you care what people think about you?
Yes, we all do. We can't help it. If anybody says no, they don't, then, well, I think it's rare that people don't care what people think about them. But I think everybody does. It's just a matter of how much are you willing to adjust who you are to try to be liked. And that's... I guess that's where it stops. I care up to that point.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how much do you care? How much does it affect you?
Well, not very much these days, because I don't know what people think of me, because I don't spend time reading anything, as you know. But I obviously I'm aware that folks out there will continue to say particular things about us, and there'll be a narrative that some won't ever get away from. But care, yeah, and we have to care to a certain degree more in that we actually work in public life, to where what somebody thinks of you or somebody, we've seen it, a hashtag costs people jobs and careers and opportunities. And people think, some think that's okay and some deserve that and others say some don't. But the point just being, it's what people think of us is not just a personal impact. It can be a professional one.
What would you say is your worst habit?
Worst habit. I have a bad habit of blank. Worst. I mean, oh God. I mean, I'm trying to think of the habits. Have bad sleeping habit. Not sleeping is not a habit.
Well, it can be, and it kind of is for you.
But that's awful. It's the, there's a countdown clock going for me every single day that's going to expire at about 4:30 a.m. So the closer I get to that time is how much sleep I'm going to lose. So if it's 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, midnight, some people can go to bed at midnight and then say, I'll just sleep in until 7 or 8. If I go to bed at midnight, I go to bed at 1, doesn't matter, I am getting up at 4:30. So I have this kind of countdown in my head every single day. And you've seen this. I don't have to set my alarm. I just pop up. And so I don't know how to, that's a habit. That's a health habit I need to change, but that's an awful one.
And that countdown clock does not help. Isn't that just anxiety producing?
Well, It probably keeps me from falling asleep faster. I think a lot of people can at least relate to staring at, like, it's midnight and they're like, oh God, I have to get up at 5. And then you're so stressed that you're missing sleep that you can't sleep. So I don't necessarily have that type of anxiety about it.
What is your biggest pet peeve about other people?
Folks that stand on an escalator. We'll get there twice as fast, folks, if you just walk.
Okay.
Please.
So I rode an escalator down with you one time, and you said to me, this isn't a ride.
It's not an amusement park ride. Come on, people.
I was confused, and you're like, what are you waiting on? Move.
That must have been early on, because you know now.
Now I know.
Yes.
Do not stand on the escalator when you're with TJ. What are you most afraid of?
I am afraid of I guess all my fears have to do with Sabine, right? Have to do with family, have to do with health, have to do with those things. But in day-to-day life, I've gotten away from that. And I used to be, like, that question 5 years ago would have spawned a much different answer. But it seems weird to be at a place where I'm not daily or generally fearful or worried or scared of something. Fear, I don't know. I mean, I'm not supposed to say I fear death. Not necessarily. I mean, I don't think about it like that. I don't know. I don't know what I fear.
You're fearless.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, because I always think this courage is understanding, feeling, acknowledging the fear, and then doing it anyway. I would like to think even this venture of what we're doing here, there was a little fearful of trying something new, but I don't necessarily think that's what you mean. That sounds like a smaller thing, but I don't know what on a regular basis I fear. That's one I actually don't know.
All right. Honest answer there. Other than smoking, what would be a relationship deal breaker for you?
Other than?
Well, because that's what you had said before was a turnoff.
Oh, other than smoking. Try some.
Is that a challenge?
Give it your best shot. Other than a turnoff in getting into a relationship versus getting out. Well,
This is like being in a relationship with somebody, and could somebody do something that is a relationship deal breaker for you? Asking for a friend.
I think there is a trust element having to do with right, you told me, it's not a deal breaker, but you told me something not long ago that you had never told me because you revealed to someone that we were dating and you hadn't told me that you did that ahead of time, even though I'd asked you before. We talked about it plenty, and you never told me that. Those types of, like, I feel like that was a betrayal of a friendship even more so than a betrayal of the relationship. And that, I don't want that stuff to stack up.
Yeah.
So that would drive me crazy, because then everything, I'm thinking, well, I asked her not to tell her parents that and she did it anyway. Well, I asked her to do this and she did it. And it's those little things that would break down a trust, certainly, that I've formed with you over a decade now.
Yep. Okay. That makes sense. What is the most meaningful compliment you've received?
Being a good daddy.
That makes sense. And you are a very good daddy. What would you say is your biggest insecurity?
I have bad feet. I'm kidding. That was just to buy me some time.
And you now have a very bad toe.
Yeah, that was...
We know, we saw.
I only said that to buy some time.
That's okay. I'm going to be doing the same thing.
Come up with a real answer. What'd you say is insecurity?
Your biggest insecurity? Because you don't seem like a very insecure person at all. In fact, I feel like you are one of the most secure people I've ever met. And yet, I know you're human, so you have to have some sort of insecurity that pecks away at you a little bit here and there.
I'm insecure about... You know what? This maybe have something to do with our business, right? There, for so long, for too long, I attached my worth, my value, my identity to the accolades or the adoration I was getting publicly. So when that goes away, in a way it did, to where we got more famous than ever but not for what our jobs were. I think that it was definitely an insecurity that then many folks in the public and in privately, friends and family, reassured you and let you know, wow, that is not what I am known for. That is not what people are complimenting me for. That is not what people are rooting for me for. That is not, that's not it. And we know that, and I've talked to plenty about authors we read and lessons we learn. But it's, I think that's an insecurity I had, and something I'd worked on in years prior to get away from that and to make sure I always remember who I am, which has nothing to do with what I ever did on air.
You actually set this question up earlier with one of your answers, but I already had it written down. Mm. Why is it so hard for you to forgive? And I put me in parentheses, but just in general.
I don't know. I actually could probably go back somewhere if I had to unpack this with a therapist. But I have always been that way. I've always been that way. Just, and again, it's more so, I can forgive people who are forgive my sister, my mom, you, my close friends. We all get into beefs, but when it's someone who's just, I don't know that well, if it's someone, I just have a difficult time being, disappointed, let down. Maybe those are some of my own expectations, but I just don't let a whole lot of people in.
What is your love language?
I can't ever keep up with what these damn things are. It's five of them, and then y'all say it's six. I don't know.
If you had to pick between, I think, physical touch, words of affirmation.
There's the gifts in there, right?
Gifts is in there.
Probably words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
I swear we've done this once.
Acts of service. I think I'm missing one. Quality time. Quality time is the other one.
Quality time is a big one for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those two? Words of affirmation and quality time?
The gifts is in there, right?
Okay, so all of them.
I'm trilingual when it comes to love languages.
I like that. All right. When did you know you loved me?
I think from birth there was something.
Oh, my gosh.
There was kind of something on that August 19th in West Memphis all those years ago. Just a hole in my heart from birth. Doctors couldn't figure it out.
Oh, my God. Honest answer, please.
Look, I'm still not sure.
Okay.
I'm dealing with... that was a joke. Everybody got cold and quiet in the room. Jesus.
You sold that very well.
Wow.
Even I kind of sucked my breath in that moment.
And Andy got stone cold quiet. Oh, man. He's snorting about it over there. Jesus.
That's a good laugh.
Loved you for a long time. Loved you... Been in love with you in this way when I knew that. And I'm thinking of it in my mind, like, when did I know I'm in trouble? When did I know, uh-oh, this needs to be addressed? I can't pinpoint. But I, 20, post-pandemic, mm-hmm. 2020, when was that? Damn, girl.
I mean, we started working together in 2020, like closely. We always worked together, but we actually shared an anchor desk.
After that, I'm looking.
Fall of 2020.
It was early 2022. We didn't start talking about it until much later. But when I thought there was an issue was, for me, was 2022. Going into, I don't know, spring, certainly summer, but spring of 2022 is okay. When I would say.
How do you motivate yourself when you're feeling down or uninspired or just low? What do you do?
I have learned now that I need to stop and rest and take a beat. Usually I would try to push through. I would pop another 5-hour energy, stay up all night. But I've learned now that sometimes I'm less productive by staying up for 3 hours and not getting anything done instead of just... taking a 1-hour break and being much more productive. So that's, I've learned that to motivate myself, I don't need a whole lot of it. I get down and I get low, but when I do that, I need rest, mental rest, physical rest. But as far as motivation, you've seen this time and time again, that the alarm doesn't have to go off. I don't hit snooze. If it does, I hit off and jump out of the bed, and I am off and running. I don't need to go get tea first and rub the crust out of my eyes, and I'm ready to go. That's me every day.
What is your best life advice for someone who is starting out in adulthood? Like, what would be your best advice that with everything you've learned, everything we've been through, what would you say?
I would tell folks, don't let perfect get in the way of good, which is some great advice I got a while back. At this point, you have, given all we know, I don't know what to advise anybody.
Good luck.
What we went through. But no, you have to screw up early and often. Make as many of those. Don't be afraid when you're 18, 19, 20, 21. Don't be afraid then, because you can actually make a mistake you can recover from. But screw up early. Don't get scared early, and do it absolutely all. And maybe you have time in life to correct some of those mistakes you made early on.
Wow, I wish I had gotten that advice about 20 years ago. Okay, so lightning round when we come back. Stay with us.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Okay, here we are with a lightning round for TJ Holmes. Favorite movie of all time?
10 Commandments.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yes, Charlton Heston, Yul Brynner, that movie. Favorite movie of all time.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Very interesting. Okay, what's the last thing that made you cry?
Probably you.
I didn't say who is the last person to make you cry.
Okay. Something you said is the last thing that made me cry.
Fine. Duly noted. I'm not going to ask what it was because I probably just don't. I want to keep that to ourselves. Mm-hmm. What song will get you on the dance floor?
ASAP Rocky, Effin' Problems.
Okay. Favorite country you visited?
Morocco, maybe. Wait, there's a Brazil in there. Give me 1 second. Maybe Ooh, France.
There's so many good ones.
Well, I'm trying, just what trip I enjoyed the most. Let's go with France.
Okay. And what country do you still want to visit that you haven't yet that's on the top of your list?
Top, Egypt is way up there.
We are in sync with that. All right. I don't know the answer to this. Favorite color?
Black.
That's mine.
What the hell, man?
I mean, you gotta have some silly ones in
you
there.
You see me. The color I wear most is probably, I do wear black most, but as far as being on TV, blue. I would go with a lot of blue.
Okay. Favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, I knew that. Dang. Yep. Celebrity crush?
There are so many. Oh God, there are a lot. Zazie Beetz, Helen Mirren, Emily Blunt, Angela Bassett.
Wow, you can stop now. My God.
Edgar Ramirez, Denzel Washington.
Oh my God. I should have qualified that question. Name your favorite or your biggest celebrity crush.
Sorry, there's a list.
It's okay. I liked it. Last thing you searched on Google?
Damn, I don't know. That's a good shot. Check?
Yeah, check it.
Okay, you want to ask the next one while you're waiting on this?
Do you believe in astrology?
It's fun to play around with, but not really.
That's so Leo of you. Last book you read?
Cover to cover?
Yeah, exactly. I'm really curious what this one is.
Cover to cover with, ugh. Cover to cover, eesh. You know what? Cover to cover, you know what it was? It was Will Smith's biography, autobiography.
Okay.
Because I had an interview coming up with him, and yeah, cover to cover, I think that was the last one. Because I had read all the Singer stuff, Margot Singer, and I think I'd read all that beforehand. I think that was it.
I listened to that book. It's still, I mean, that, it is an amazing book. It's an amazing read or absolutely. Listen. All right. What's the last thing you Googled?
Art Malik.
What? Please explain.
He is the actor who plays the villain in True Lies.
What? Why did you Google that?
I was trying to remember who he was. I had the movie on. You know, I always have something on in the background. True Lies is one of my absolute favorites. Jamie Lee Curtis is one of our absolute favorites of all time. And he is the bad guy, the terrorist in it, but he is a British actor. And I was trying to look up his background. That is the last thing that I Googled.
That is very funny. Okay. Best gift you've ever received?
Man, I got a lot of crappy gifts.
Or they're so good you can't pick.
Best I've ever received. That's I really do not know.
Do you have a gift that you remember? How about that? Have you ever gone through Christmas and you're like, wait, someone asks you what your favorite gift is and you can't even remember one of them. Was there a memorable gift?
You know what I got? I got when I was, I don't know, 5, 6, 7. I got a G.I. Joe set that had like 40, 50 pieces in it. I cannot remember being that excited about a gift since.
That makes sense.
But yeah, I've gotten a lot of nice gifts, but the greatest gift. I was trying to think, did anybody ever get me a car or a suit or a house or pay my rent for the month or something? I've never gotten anything on that scale.
Yeah. All right, but memorable. I like that. What would your last meal be?
I need a shrimp ceviche to start. I need a Caesar salad, no croutons, dressing on the side with anchovies as well. I need a lobster ravioli to go along with my bone-in filet that's cooked mid-rare, and I need a bread pudding for dessert.
Okay. None of those things surprise me. All right. Mm-hmm. Best way to die?
As late as possible.
Okay, fair. Favorite interview? I hate when people ask me this, but I'm asking it to you. Favorite interview of all time?
All time, probably a series of them I did with Alex Trebek.
Oh, yeah.
favorite because I just learned so much from him in the time I got to spend with him, which was a lot. But that will always stand out. There've been so many over the years, obviously, but you enjoy them for different reasons. You enjoy some of them because they made big headlines and were good for your career. Others because you got to meet great people, and there's the whole range of emotions with Alex Trebek, but he was somebody I valued spending time with and will always be a blessing to have been around him as much as I was.
Yeah, that was very cool that time you got with him. We all learned a lot from you about him. Dream car.
I've owned them, I think, already.
Well.
I'm a big car guy, but I'm not a big exotic car guy. So I had for a few years a bright red Corvette.
And do you miss the car?
I miss that car a lot.
It was stick shift, right?
It was a six speed.
So good.
I can see it now. I can see me in it now. But my dream car, I am a very basic dude. I want just a fully loaded white Chevy Tahoe, and I'll be happy the rest of my life.
Okay. Best stress reliever?
Running.
That is very, very true. I love that. This is out of the lightning round, because I just maybe want to end on something, you know, insightful. Something to leave the listener with. What would you say is your biggest takeaway from the aftermath of this past year?
Biggest is the biggest. There are so many. I have the takeaway has to be that this too shall pass. People have told me that my entire life, or when something comes up. And so many did tell me that this time. Some you can tell. Sometimes people say it in passing, and some people say it still being sincere, but others say it from experience. And it really does. It never feels like it when it's happening to you and you're in the moment. But it is absolutely true that with time, things pass, wounds do heal, and there is going to be a way forward. So I have learned that more than anything. Like, it's actually true.
And here is the question that so many of us ask at the end of interviews. Is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to say?
Nope. And I love when the interviewee would say that. Nope, good to go. Like, all right, my plane's taking off here an hour and a half anyway.
You covered it all. Great, good to hear. How did that feel?
How did it feel? It was fine. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, take issue with the interviewer. You're the professional here.
I like asking the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you prefer most?
Asking or answering?
Yes.
Asking.
Yeah, same.
It's easier for me, though, to answer them because, like I said, you can ask me anything. There wasn't too much in here that was so so out of the box or controversial or threw me off to where I didn't feel like I could just open my mouth and speak. I don't, you know, there are times, our entire careers, on live television, you always, to some degree, have to be mindful of what comes out of your mouth. You can't be completely honest. You got to couch it a little bit. And this is just an environment here where I don't feel like I have to do that. And this episode is not one where I felt that either.
Well, that's good. That feels good. I'm curious, is there a question you thought I was going to ask that I didn't?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. More to come. I love it. Well, thank you, TJ, for being our guest on the Amy and TJ podcast.
Thank you so much. I like what you guys are doing here.
I hope you come back next week or in a couple of days. It'd be nice to have you around in the studio.
I'm in town.
I know where to find you. All right, everybody. You can find us on Instagram at Amy and TJ podcast. We're both on, we both joined TikTok. We have our private Instagram accounts. There are numerous ways you all can reach out, but we hope you will. And we hope you have a fantastic day.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.